This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The Ballad of John Henry was first sung in the 1870s, and it's still being recorded today, like this version by Bruce Springsteen. The legend, in its simplest form, is about a railroad worker who would sooner die than lose in a race against a machine. But Studio 360's David Krasnow thinks the song is more complicated than it sounds.
You've heard the story of John Henry.
I don't think I have, no.
I'm going to, sort of John Henry upside your head.
I remember a Cosby episode where Cliff Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable, was singing the John Henry song.
Didn't he have to race some steam-powered machine? Wasn't he a black guy?
Right, that's John Henry.
John Henry was a little bitty boy sitting on his daddy's knee. Well, he pointed his finger at a piece of steel, said, I still want to be the death of me. Well, I still want to be the death of me.
John Henry was a spike driver. His job was to pound a hole into a rock face. They'd fill the hole with explosives, blow it, and John Henry would keep hammering while other people dug out the rubble.
And one day the foreman comes up and says, we've brought a steam drill which will race faster and farther into the mountain than any man. You're all going to be replaced, you and your team.
That's the writer Colson Whitehead.
John Henry's not going to stand for that, so he challenges the steam drill to a race.
In most tellings, John Henry gets through 14 feet, and the steam drill only does 9. Then he collapses. And he says, bring me a cool drink of water before I die.
Did he win? Did he lose?
Whitehead wrote a book called John Henry Days about a festival commemorating the folk hero in a small southern town.
There's a chapter in the book where I describe the main character, Jay Sutter, seeing a cartoon about John Henry in the mid-70s. And that's basically how I heard about him. Like third or fourth grade. You know, I think they wanted to throw a bone to the one, black kid in the class. And so you show this cartoon of a black hero. You know, at that point in the media, there was Muhammad Ali, and he was like the black Superman. But there weren't a lot of sort of dynamic, larger-than-life black heroes. So I sort of latched on to John Henry as a sort of inspiring figure, despite not necessarily understanding the whole import of the story.
The whole import of the story, as it's told now, is about jobs.
That new machine was cheap as hell. Only John would work as well. So they left him laying where he fell the day John Henry died.
It goes back to the whole idea of industry.
Jason Isbell is the singer of the Drive-By Truckers. He wrote a song called The Day John Henry Died.
And people doing physical labor with their hands. And I think now a lot of people are losing jobs in favor of technology and machinery, and that's been the way of the day for a long time now. I think Southern people have a distrust for advancement. I think that song probably came out of that distrust.
But John Henry isn't just a hard hat. The metaphor of man versus machine adapts pretty neatly to the computer age.
And when I first, did my first little web searches about John Henry, the first big reference I came was about, was it Kasparov or one of these big chess players who was playing against Big Blue, the chess playing computer, and he loses. And so people were describing it as a sort of John Henry story of man against the machine.
And then, of course, there's an Onion headline. Modern-day John Henry dies trying to out-spreadsheet Excel 11.0. So he's versatile, but John Henry still has special resonance for African Americans. Sherman James teaches public health at Duke University. Early in his career, Dr. James was interviewing black men about high blood pressure, going door to door in North Carolina.
The very first man that I spoke to was a farmer, retired black farmer, born into a sharecropper family.
The man bought some land, 75 acres. He got a 40-year mortgage, and he paid it back in just 5 years.
Just by working literally sometimes night and day, And he said to me that having pushed himself so hard for so many years had something to do with the fact that he had hypertension, he had arthritis, which basically crippled him, and he had had a case of stomach ulcers that was so severe that 40% of his stomach had to be removed. So I sat listening to this man, you know, I mean, I was just spellbound by his story. And at the end of an hour and a half or so, his wife came to the door and she said, "John Henry, it's time for lunch." So I looked at him and I said, "Your name is John Henry?" And he said, "Yes, my name is John Henry Martin." And I made a connection immediately with the legend of John Henry.
James coined a term, John Henryism, for his hypothesis about why African Americans have more high blood pressure than whites, because they live under higher levels of stress.
The lesson then coming out of this would be that you have to work hard. You have to be not only just as good as white folks in order to get some recognition, but you have to be better than them in order to get some recognition.
But others have asked, what kind of an example does John Henry set? A black man working himself to death for a white railroad boss.
By the 60s, John Henry is sort of looked down on as being a kind of an Uncle Tom character.
Scott Nelson teaches history at William & Mary College. He's the author of a new book called Steel Driving Man.
Eldridge Cleaver writes Soul on Ice, and he talks about John Henry in there, and he says that John Henry represents the black man who's always willing to do what the white man wants, that there's a division between the brain and brawn. And who gets the brain? White man. Who gets the brawn? The black man. The brain gets to boss the brawn around, and that's the story of John Henry. And we have to break away from that. Julius Lester also is involved in the Black Power movement, also quite uncomfortable with the John Henry stories. It's not until the 80s or 90s, you know, after Malcolm X dies, after Martin Luther King dies, then there are lots of black martyrs around, and suddenly the song of John Henry becomes interesting and relevant again.
In fact, Julius Lester even wrote a children's book about John Henry a few years ago. It compares the railroad worker to Martin Luther King. But John Henry didn't start out a martyr to anything.
What gives John Henry, this simple worker, the arrogance to think that he can defeat the forces of modernity?
That's Colson Whitehead, the novelist.
In real life, the people who worked on the railroad didn't have that option. If they died, there wouldn't be any songs about them. They'd just be these sort of anonymous dead. In some of the early versions of the song, John Henry comes off as a sort of cautionary tale. You know, you can't fight the system because you'll die. John Henry was a fool for trying to buck the system.
I don't think he's a hero in the early versions of the song. Initially in the song, it's a warning. It's a song about what happens when you work too hard.
Scott Nelson was researching the history of Southern railroads, and he found a worker named John William Henry, who could be the basis for the 19th century ballad. His John Henry was only 5'1", and from New Jersey. He was in a Virginia prison for stealing, and became convict labor on the Lewis Tunnel near the West Virginia border. He probably died like most of the workers there, from silicosis, acute lung damage from all the powdered rock they inhaled. This John Henry was no Superman. He was an everyman.
It only gradually becomes more of a song about heroism. As trackliners pass up from person to person in the 1870s and 1880s and 1890s, partly because steam drills are by the 1890s fast enough. I mean, you and I could together beat a steam drill in 1871. They broke down constantly. But by the 1890s, a song about somebody who can beat a steam drill, that must be a powerful man. In the 20s and 30s, it morphs into something sort of heroic.
But if you listen, there's still a trace of the old cautionary John Henry. This is Spike Driver Blues, first recorded by Mississippi John Hurt in 1928. It's a kind of answer song, told by a guy who knows John Henry's fate and doesn't want any part of it. So he asks us a favor.
You just take this hammer and carry it to my captain. Oh, tell him I'm gone. Won't you tell him I'm gone?
Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. He just quits.
He left his hammer inside the road. Inside the road.
They're never going to write children's books about this guy, but he'll live to tell his own children about laying the railroads across America. For Studio 360, I'm David Krasnow.
John Henry, he left his hammer all painted in red. All painted in red.
And I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. At studio360.org, you can read the lyrics of various John Henry ballads and find out about all the other American icons in our series, such as Moby Dick, The Great Gatsby, The Wizard of Oz, and Barbie.